Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, fuck, it's my week, isn't it? What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is my partner in crime, Mr. Connor Lawler.
Hi, Sean. I'm very excited to be here. Not a lot of everyone knows, but you forgot to do your own intro there a few seconds ago.
Oh, no, I left that in the intro. It goes, oh, it's my week, then the intro plays, and then we're doing this.
I think this is going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's a good start of the week.
We don't normally talk about it, but Sean does he does one out of every six.
Yeah, and it's one out of every five most weeks since Movie Monthlies went, you know, we don't like to talk about that, do we? But, Connor, what's Hero Zero? Tell people.
Hero Zero is the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. I normally choose DC characters, and Sean normally chooses Marvel characters. So, last week, I did the Royal Flush Gag, which were a little known team that appeared in the animated series and not a lot of comic books, but Sean, it is now your week, which means Marvel, and it means, I can only assume, terrible reports made from mediocre men.
Wow, we're coming in hot this week.
I was trying to come up with a word to start with M to alliterate with Marvel.
Marvelous is another, like...
No, it had to be degrading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a tough one, actually, yeah. Miserable?
Miserable actually would have worked as well. That's, I think, apt. Mediocre is more offensive, because it means you're somewhat good, but not good enough.
That's true. Well, actually, Connor, interesting you say this, because speaking of things that start with M, the character I picked this week is the Minotaur. You know.
The fictional character in, like, Greek lore, the Minotaur.
Named after him, but he's a different man entirely. He's a regular man for the most part.
Okay.
Before we get into that, though, I do just want to say, bunch of stuff happening on the Patreon at the minute.
Right.
So, as this episode comes out, we're still taking votes for our Christmas movie review that we do every December.
We're recording in person over this weekend.
Hell yeah, we are. We got the restraining order lifted for one weekend only. And just on the subject of Patreon, I usually save this till the end of, like, the weekly shows and stuff like that. But I do just want to give it a shout out to all of our patrons at the start, because we've had a few new ones, and especially around Christmas, it is an expensive time of year. We really appreciate people like sticking around and helping us to make the show. Also, people might not know, there's a little fucking game that people play with the Patreon names where they change them to be as long and convoluted as possible, making it difficult for me to say.
They get the great quality that we review movies every single month Patreon. But not only that, they get to fuck with Sean on an almost weekly basis. And I can only endorse that.
Connor set up like 15 alt accounts just by himself. So, big shout outs go to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuck It In The Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost Kind of Wants to Hear the Proposal Story. Whose proposal story, Connor?
There's just so many.
I mean, there's so many proposals on this podcast. I'll tell that story on the Christmas review if you want.
Secret. It's a secret one.
It's a secret one. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole bunch of twists and turns in it. Thank you also to Ed Ball. Connor and Lorraine are renting a human-sized hamster wheel to see all the ocean ghosts. Okay, Sean. Never mind hilarious anecdotes. I need Japanese ones involving either Pokemon or marriage proposals. Parfit. Again, running it's all coming on here. The review. There's a theme. God, if I'd known it would be this in high demand. Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his parking space. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Kyle Borowski, Luke is back to the future of days past, Rory screamed when he was responded to on Twitter. We'll keep doing it, so that's great. And Sean and Sean's girlfriend, Charlotte, who is forced to listen to the podcast and over time has learned to love it through osmosis. That's what we're going for, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to torture people into liking it.
That's how me and Connor became friends.
By the way, that list is getting longer, so we want to thank everyone. That took a lot longer than it would have taken this time last year.
That's true. It would have been a brief 30 seconds last year.
Thank you very much to everyone for their support. A new Christmas movie is coming out this. We also reviewed Batman and Robin Sub-Zero from last month. So kind of Christmassy.
That's icy. That's wintery.
That's icy. But Sean, enough of that. Yeah. It's now time to get into the Minotaur, Marvel characters, mediocre report. Sean, I'm excited for it all.
It's time to delve into this labyrinth, ladies and folks. So, Dario Agger is his name. Capital D as an initial, and then Agger at the end. He's a dagger of a man. He first appeared in Thor, God of Thunder, in February, number 19, in February of 2014. So he's quite new in the world of comic book
characters.
Why are
Thor comics always involved in all these weird fucking gods? We had the same with Cucullin, when Cucullin pretended to be a baby just to beat up Thor.
That's from Irish mythology, Connor. Thor's a great vehicle for weird character designs, so I think they just like using him for that.
Okay.
He was created by Jason Arad and Isad Ribic, and he was Dario Agger was born in Greece to very, very wealthy parents. He spent most of his life on his family's private island in the Aegean Sea. But when he was 9 years old, his entire family was killed by pirates, Connor.
I can see why you like him.
Because of the pirate angle.
You love murder.
Big fan of murder. Another M. He alone escaped and he hid in a nearby cave. He started praying to any god who would listen for help. When the pirates found him the next morning, his prayers were answered, and before a statue of a bull that happened to be in the cave, he was transformed into the Minotaur of legend.
Who sculpted the statue in the cave?
It's ancient. It's in the Aegean Sea, Connor. It's already Greece. It's not too far away.
It's just like a really dark cave, and in the centre of it, the most beautiful statue you've ever seen.
Yeah, like Ten Commandments-style golden calf that you're looking at.
Someone's like, this is weird to place this here, but I suppose, okay.
It's just in a cave.
Yeah.
So he slaughtered the pirates, but he decided to keep the pirates' heads alive and torture them forever. So
I have to be honest with you, Sean, he's not sounded like a good guy.
Oh, so I should have said, he's a major villain in Marvel Comics.
All right. Oh, sorry. Okay, cool.
So he has, I'll get into it in powers and abilities, but he has the powers of a Minotaur. He also has access to the nectar of the gods, ambrosia, if you know it from mythology or
the
whatever.
Butter?
fuck yourself. It keeps people alive forever. He basically force feeds these pirates' heads with this ambrosia and keeps them alive and just tortures the fuck out of them in his own house.
I'm starting to turn on this guy. He's starting to sound mediocre to me.
So as the sole surviving heir of the family, he decided to use the fortune to gain the best education that money could buy. He became the CEO of Roxxon Energy Corporation.
Wait, he's still a Minotaur at this point.
No, he can transform into a Minotaur at will.
Okay, because I was imagining the fucking Minotaur in the middle of a classroom trying to sit in the chair.
It would be insane if he was the Minotaur for all time, forever. Keep that in mind for later.
He's 100% going to get a magic spell put on him.
He's always the Minotaur. So, Roxxon Energy Corporation in Marvel Comics is the most powerful corporation in the world. It's like Amazon on steroids, or Amazon in 10 years, perhaps.
Okay.
He strives to make as much money as possible, regardless of the effects on the environment, and he uses Roxxon's vast financial resources to pay for lobbyists and lawyers in order to exploit and pollute without any consequence.
I have to be honest with you, this is now making me sad. It's a bit too real. I don't like it.
It's a very 2014 created character, isn't it?
Is he created 2014?
Oh, he was. Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah. It's almost something that I would read my comics and not want to see. Just like...
It's less of the escapism, isn't it, that we're looking
it's more
for?
Oh, we're going to die.
I'm all for the world outside your window, but let's keep it light. So one of his most frequent critics was S.H.I.E.L.D. environmental agent Rosalind Solomon. Agent Solomon learned that Dario and Roxxon had mined ice from Europa, one of the moons of planet Jupiter, and were planning to sell this ice for a lot of money, Connor.
Mm.
Solomon decided to teach them a lesson by convincing Thor, the god of thunder, to bring an even larger chunk of ice from the realm of Jotunheim and give it away for free.
That's the worst plan I've ever heard.
There's this beautiful panel where Thor rocks up carrying half a goddamn glacier.
Yeah.
And is just like, I heard the people of Earth needed some ice.
Like, I love the idea that the bad guy's like, I'm going to sell 2 nuclear bombs, and the good guy's plan is, we have 3 nuclear bombs that we can sell to you, bad guy. Don't worry about it.
Now we control the market.
Perfect.
So Dario brushed off Thor's interference at first. However, he was forced to deal with Thor after Agent Solomon explained Roxxon's negative effects on the environment to him. So this is the first time Thor has ever heard about like global warming or anything.
So you're telling me he could have brought a fucking gallon of ice, like a half a world full of fucking glaciers, and saved us all?
Yeah, but I don't think that would save things at this point.
He needs a big hose, that like a suction, to take some water out.
What if we turn on all of the taps and fill up the sea again?
Clever.
So Thor is livid at the effects that Roxxon is having on the environment, and he destroys some of its factories with a blast of lightning. Dario angrily asked his lawyers what they should do about it. When his lawyers reasonably responded that we can't really do anything, he's a god, he can do whatever he wants, Dario fed some of them to bloodthirsty bears.
Oh, pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a standard legal practice, I think you'll find.
If you were one that didn't get fed to the bears, there's a lot of pressure on the next press conference.
It sets the tone for the next quarter, I feel like. No,
next time the AGM happens, you're like shitting yourself. You're like, well, actually, I think we should do this.
They just start feeding you honey and shit like that.
There's just 2 bears in the corner just like punching their own hands.
So Thor eventually had to go away and he was helping the Avengers. Dario decided to get back at him for destroying his factories by building a floating island full of factories above Broxton, Oklahoma. The reason Broxton, Oklahoma is significant, in the comics, that's New Asgard. That's where a bunch of Asgardians live and have settled.
Right, okay.
So Dario's just like, all right, I'll put fucking factories in the sky over your home.
So he's just a dickhead.
He's a dickhead for absolutely... Like, fair enough, your parents were killed by pirates. Some people would become heroes from that.
Take that up with the Black Pearl. Yeah. That's not our problem.
Stop drilling for coal. Like,
ironically, pirates have nothing to do with drilling for coal.
No, it's not like you're harming them. Well, you are in the long run, I suppose.
I suppose.
So Dario knew that this would infuriate Thor, and he waited for the God of Thunder to appear on the floating island that he built.
Now that Thor is like a full on like world peace, like he's all about saving the planet now.
Yeah, he's a tree hugging hippie. Like, he's
learned 3 weeks ago that the global warming's a thing, and he's like, why are we not doing anything?
He's walking around in the Just Stop Oil like orange shirt. That's how they do it now. When Thor arrived, Dario and his remaining lawyers slapped him with a lawsuit for destroying Roxxon's factories and an injunction forbidding him from entering Broxton.
Can you sue a god is the question.
Well, this is the thing, because technically you can, but will the god care?
Well, so I'm allowed to sue God right now, the Catholic God.
Yeah, if you want, like, do you have a case?
And if I get a restraining order, what happens then?
A restraining order on God is... God, that's a that
you
is
think
a
you're
tough
everywhere,
one.
Not anymore, pal.
Not within 500 meters of me, friend.
24 meters. What about Santa?
Why would you want a restraining order on Santa?
I just hate the system. I hate the festivities. I don't want people to be happy. I will go to all my enemies' houses and sit outside them with my restraining order.
I feel that's the way you live. Oh, you want to actively stop Santa from coming to other people.
Yeah, no, I'm getting the restraining order, but I'm not spending it at home Christmas Eve. I'm going straight to their house.
You're at the orphanage. Like.
I'm getting it. Going straight to the orphanage, standing outside in the rain all night, making sure... Look, some call me a hater. I'm just trying to do what I think is right. Those kids annoyed me.
But, and it's worse because they don't even get... Like, Santa can't come, so... Like, they're not even going to get coal where they think they're bad. They're just not going to understand what's going on.
Just like nothing. Just
you're
like
perfectly nothing.
Somehow
here.
This is worse. Somehow yeah. I am mediocre even in terms of getting gifts.
At least the coal would have warmed our tired bones, they say. Back to this as well. Thor was undeterred by the injunction. And he snuck into Broxton looking for a way to stop Dario. Thor eventually confronted Dario as he was ordering people out of a diner that he planned to tear down. That was when Dario sprang a trap.
Oh.
Dario had made a secret deal with the leader of the rock trolls, Ulic, that allowed Ulic and a large group of trolls to live beneath Broxton in exchange for attacking Thor.
Does my arm is up.
Yep.
But in all of this... He never actually turns into the half horse, half man.
I was waiting for when you would ask. Because also, a Minotaur is half a bull, half a man.
Ah, sorry, my apologies.
But throughout all of this, he's just a regular man.
So he's just a shithouse.
He's just a prick.
For no reason.
No reason at all. There's no reason he should be acting like this.
But like, can he turn into a Minotaur at any given time?
Whenever he wants, yes.
So... But when he does that, he has god powers.
Yes.
And you're fighting
Thor. He has all
Thor.
The powers of a Minotaur, which is being half a bull.
Yeah, but like, would he have a better chance against Thor?
Oh, like, sorry, he will, if he's fighting Thor, he'll bust out the Minotaur form.
Yeah, but he's now fighting
legally.
But as
he's making all these shady land deals, he's just a man.
He's doing the Kevin Spacey Superman Returns plan.
That's it, yeah. Mm. But somehow he's nicer than Kevin Spacey is.
How is that possible?
We didn't think it could happen. The trolls also turned on Dario slightly and killed his remaining lawyers.
Oh, pretty good.
So, Dario then panics and tells the trolls, listen, you can do whatever you want to Broxton. This is when he unveiled his true form of the Minotaur to Thor and explained his ultimate goal was to exploit all of Earth's natural resources before moving on to a new area.
I mean,
so,
this
I don't
guy,
know where this motivation comes from.
This guy might be the biggest shithouse we've ever covered.
He just wants to mine the planet dry and then leave.
And then leave for no benefit.
No benefit. He, like, I guess he's rich. But like,
but what's the point of being rich if you're going to destroy the planet on which you have the currency? Then when you move planets, that currency now means nothing.
This is the thing. And look, maybe it's some kind of commentary on a late stage of some kind of ism.
Listen up, Bezos, they said.
This is for you.
This is for you in the back.
So, the... Sorry, no. Yeah, so the trolls were defeated by the combined forces of the Asgardians and S.H.I.E.L.D., but Ulic, the leader of the trolls, was able to flee, and Broxton was left in ruins. This next bit is why I wanted to bring this character to you. Because Dario, the Minotaur, pleads ignorance to the whole incident. Through a clever media campaign, Dario was able to pin the attack on Broxton and the Asgardians and their presence in the United States.
He gave up alternative facts.
Yeah, he provided another source.
I mean, this is the most on-the-nose story I've ever heard.
It's really of the time.
Like, they are punching you in the fucking face.
After giving a speech that blasted the Asgardians, Agent Solomon confronted him and punched him in the face.
Good.
Dario threatened legal action against Solomon, but Solomon reminded Dario that he had killed all of his lawyers.
Tough to hire new ones when they're like, what's the kind of turnover? Well, we've had 10 and 4 killed by trolls, 5... Yeah. Killed by bears. Killed one with my bare hands.
Well, my minotaur hands. I don't have bear hands.
My apologies. My minotaur hooves.
My hooves. So then what I'm going to gloss over a bit because he just kind of pops up. And he was written for this story and then they didn't know
just
what to do.
Just to be a shithouse.
Pretty much, yeah. So he teams up with Malekith for a while, the dark elf, learns about the 9 realms and is like, oh, okay, I got 8 more to conquer. That's my new plan. He leads an attack. It doesn't go well. And he is... He goes through several rounds of strategic media campaigns to get out of it. But eventually, he's outed as being a bastard. But he's still super rich, so no one can touch him. So...
No, this isn't real... It's not like real life anymore. I don't think so.
There's no... Yeah, there's no comeuppance in real
life. Also, 10 euro to someone who... Other than us two, who knows where Malekith the elf comes from.
We've all seen the famous second Thor film.
Don't the Dark World reviewed on our Patreon recently.
Go click on it. Seeing the consequence of Roxxon's betrayal of humanity... was little more than manageable public backlash. So he's still like, I can come back from this.
Yeah, well, obviously.
What he does, he adopts the Minotaur form full time as testament to his untouchability.
I mean, and then it's like, you either take me as I am, I have a defect, I'm just like ye fucking losers.
I'm just like you regular people.
And now if you insult me, it's kinda racist. But, like, not really.
Yeah, but I'll claim that, like, if anyone attacks me. So, then this is the point where they run out of Thor stories and they decide, oh, we'll just make him a Hulk villain. So, the Hulk destroys a vital server farm that causes Roxxon's media platforms to crash. And the Minotaur decides to visit Banner's longtime nemesis, Zemnu, who you've definitely not heard of. He's an alien... That's strong and can control minds. Okay?
I mean, the basic bitch of all the villains, yes.
Pretty much. Zemnu agreed, and the Minotaur unleashed 4 monsters upon
Zemnu
Phoenix, Arizona.
Zemnu was just happy somebody was talking to him, to be honest with you.
Zemnu's happy to get some screen time. You know, he's paid by...
He hasn't had a visitor in eons.
He was in prison at the time, I think.
Even more so, nobody's coming visiting him.
So Hulk and his allies appeared and fought the monsters, but one of the monsters Hulk fought released large parasites that threatens the lives of innocent civilians. That was when Zemnu appeared and rescued the people, using the situation and his mind control to appear to make himself the hero and make the Hulk appear to be the villain.
He syndromed them.
He syndromed them. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
The Minotaur continued to use Zemnu's mind control not only to make Hulk look like a villain, but also to make Roxxon look like a noble company instead of a vile, greedy polluter. Dario also allowed Zemnu to feed on the staff of Roxxon. Zemnu eats people.
Like, I mean, he just really dislikes his own staff.
He just fucking hates.
But he doesn't understand that if he eats them all, then he has nobody to run the company that he's... telling everyone that's great.
Oh, it's like all of those people should get together and, you know, raise these concerns.
Maybe some sort of form, I don't know.
Formation, joining of
word?
People.
A team.
Interesting.
With the same goal, maybe?
Oh, no, there's no possible way that could work. But yeah, like, again, it's just, it's more of, it's too real.
Yeah, like, okay.
So, Bruce Banner had also been affected by Zemnu's mind control, and he was rendered unable to transform into the Hulk.
He fully is like, that Hulk guy is actually a dickhead.
Hulk's a prick. And this bull fella, he's looking great right now.
He seems to have it all figured out, I'll tell you that.
So that didn't last, though, and the Hulk and his allies attacked Roxxon's HQ to end Dario and Zemnu's scheme. That was when the Minotaur discovered that Zemnu had transformed the people he fed on into deformed human Zemnu hybrids under his command.
To make friends, because nobody talks to Zemnu, of course.
No one knows what Zemnu's up to day to day.
Nobody knows who he is, nobody knows what he's up to or any of his interests. He's making him some friends.
When the Minotaur objected to this, Zemnu consumed him and turned him into a minion as well.
What?
Yeah, he just fucking gets it.
Zemnu, plot twist.
The Hulk then found Dario, transformed into a deformed creature barely able to speak.
Oh man, the last words he probably said were feed my lawyers to the bears.
The Hulk then defeated Zemnu. After the Hulk left, the Minotaur creature thing that was still around was confronted by the leader, another Hulk villain. The guy with the big head. And he said, leave Hulk to me from now on. And then we didn't see the Minotaur for a little while.
That's classic leader, by the way, to come in when the guy is just like a brain dead slug. Yeah. I just be like, hey, I'm the big dog around
I'm
here.
I'm the smart one here,
now
buddy.
Now that you're basically in a fucking coma, I'm the big dog and you cannot fight me.
So Dario eventually recovered enough to regain his mobility and speech. But he was left with a bear skull for a face. That's B-A-R-E. Not the bears from earlier.
His lawyers shitting themselves.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez, not again.
So he's a Minotaur man all the time, but he has a Minotaur skull for a face.
That's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. Then, if I gave you a million guesses, you would not guess what he does next.
He really gets into lacrosse.
No, you have 999,999.
We don't have all day.
Okay, sorry. He acquires the in-universe Marvel Comics.
Why?
Because he wants to become the he's like,
the
Marvel Comics are the biggest thing on the planet. I'm going to control those and then I'll control people's perception.
So he's gone like She-Hulk, so it's now like turd.
No.
Wait.
This is not, he does not know he's in a comic book.
Right.
In Marvel Comics, the company Marvel Comics exists.
And who's in those comics?
The same Marvel heroes, but fake stories.
Right.
So
that is not confusing.
I think it's like Earth 10,009 or something it's called. But there is an in-universe set of Marvel Comics stories that exist.
So and he's like, now...
And it went through
the editor of Marvel.
He's the editor of Marvel Comics, big Minotaur Skullman.
He's Kevin Feige of Marvel, but in Marvel.
Essentially, yes. And like, and the Marvel Comics in Marvel Comics, they went through like the Golden Age and then the war and then everything like that. Like, there's a whole timeline of this. It's insane.
Like, I have to admit that, like, is it a shot at Feige that, like, the weird Minotaur man who eats people is basically you in the comic books? Haha.
Yeah, like this all-powerful man who can seem to do no wrong and all
is
this
it like
kind
an
of stuff.
Underhanded, like, sly dig, but the call is coming from inside the house?
Maybe?
I don't know.
But But it was definitely sold to the editor as being like, no, this will be really funny. The readers will really respond to it. Like,
yeah, Kevin Feige's going to love this. And he's like in the room smoking the cigarettes again, trying to figure out why nobody likes the Eternals.
Oh, why do we bring Hulk's son into the fuck?
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus. Give me another hand out of the earth.
So, powers and abilities. He can shift between a human form and his Minotaur form. He's an expert businessman. He's good at making deals, and he is, in terms of weakness, he has a bloodlust, so if he's, it's triggered by murder and mayhem, so if he sees a lot of that, he just gets kind of fighty. And he also, if he's in his human form, he can just be killed as a regular, like he has all the human weaknesses. He's a regular man.
Why has nobody just killed this man?
Because now he's Minotaur form the whole time.
Oh, yeah. And he's
why has nobody
skull.
Killed most of the billionaires, Connor?
Hmm?
Why has nobody killed most of the billionaires?
Yeah, because they normally have a few people around them is the
That's
thing.
That's the thing.
But he's killed all of his old bodyguards. So technically, you just need to
wait.
Just
his lawyers. So technically, there's no one to rat on him.
It's true. We need to, like, sue him and, like, allow him to defend himself.
Oh, him going up against She-Hulk, but he is the Minotaur at the time. That would
and
be
she, She-Hulk at the time.
Yeah. And then brings Xemnu in to testify.
I mean, Xemnu comes in, he starts eating people, turning into zombies.
Everyone's like, oh, classic Xemnu.
That's classic Xemnu. And someone in the back is like, who the fuck is Xemnu? They're like, you don't even know who Xemnu is? Like, he's literally the most important character in the world.
Xemnu's whole thing as well, he crashed on a spaceship and then he paid a man to help fix the spaceship. I was like, I'm going to kill everyone on Earth and then leave in this spaceship, but you can come with me.
And the guy is like just looking at him like, well, that is a pretty good deal. So you're saying I'm alive.
So I live. I'm fine.
I'm good.
That's a report on the Minotaur, Connor.
I mean, Sean, I want to say that was good. That character is too real, I think. I don't like him.
There's no escapism in a megalomaniacal businessman, I don't think.
No, it just makes me feel sad. And I can understand, though, the appeal as a villain that, like, he always gets away with it. It's kind of like he's a classic, like, wrestling villain of, like, he's always cheating, but he never actually gets any comeuppance.
Yeah, people, like, yeah. So, like, readers are like, oh, okay, he's just being a shitbird. And then people in the universe are like, well, I guess that's just what the rich people do.
That was a great report, Sean. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
We can say that now. I'll see you soon.
See you soon in person. I haven't seen you since last Christmas in person.
That is actually true. Once a year. I want to let everyone know, apologies about Weird News Wednesday this week. I actually had to bring a family member to the hospital. So, I was a bit busy on Wednesday evening.
If you have to pick an excuse, that's
a last minute rescheduling had to be done. So a Weird News Classic had to go out. My apologies. I'm sure we'll be back this week. I'm pretty sure.
And look, if we're not, it's fine. We'll try out the classic.
As excuses go.
And you can listen to those or not.
Like, I'll take it.
Yeah, 100%. And what an episode to put out as well. We had Dozer talk.
The Dozer talk. but yeah, so if you like this report, we've done hundreds of other characters here for Hero Zero. We've done, like, I mean, I can't even, I was going to start naming them, but there's, I mean.
There's Galanic. We've done the Human Torch. We've done Nightwing. We've done Kraven the Hunter 3 times. One of them will be good.
We've done a whole bunch of them, right? So if you want to listen to any, you've any favourite characters that you think we've probably done, you can go to heroesforhire.ie and search them. They might come up. Or just look through Spotify. So the list goes down, I think, to like 200 on Spotify. I do also want to say, could you give us a 5-star review on Spotify? We're still going for that. We really need everyone to pitch in. I'm going to say it again. I know that we were in the top 5 podcasts for definitely over 100 people. I've seen the numbers, and somebody's holding out with a shot.
So I don't know why you're holding back, whether you're waiting for the prime opportunity. That's now,
because we're in your top 5. We know. Yeah. We can see it in the Spotify Wrapped.
Do you know what else we can see? We can see what music you're listening to as well. I can fucking narrow this down right
quick. You're taking a shit. I can see that. But, so if we could get 100 five-star reviews before the end of the year, that would be amazing. If you haven't done that, please do that now. If you could give us a follow on all the socials, you know where they are. And as we mentioned, the Patreon, that link is down below if you want to head on over there and support us that way. But most importantly, you can just tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
So I have been Conor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.